From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Islamic State executioner identified. Media reports say the masked Islamic State militant who appeared in several videos of hostage beheadings has been tentatively identified, but security sources caution reports may not be accurate. The reports quote friends of Mohammed Emwazi as saying they believe he is a tall, London-accented speaker dubbed Jihadi John. John Garson, professor of national security studies at King's College London.
I think if this is the man concerned, if he has been unmasked now, that is literally a useful thing. He's unmasked. We understand who he is. Kuwaiti-born British resident, allegedly from a reasonably well-off family, a graduate, somebody with many opportunities in life, not a dispossessed person at all.
Emwazi is reported to be a Kuwait-born middle-class Londoner who practiced Islam. An activist group says the number of Assyrian Christians kidnapped by Islamic State militants in northeastern Syria is now up to at least 220. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the fighters captured people during the past 3 days while taking control of 10 villages in Hasaka province. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan paid a surprise visit on Thursday to the country's northeast, the epicenter of the Boko Haram insurgency. The president met with Nigerian troops in Baga and Mube, two towns the army recently recaptured from the insurgents. But violence in the northeast continued. Witnesses say a suicide bomber Thursday killed at least 19 people in the Borno state town of Biu, the site of previous attacks claimed by Boko Haram. This is VOA News. Witnesses in Somalia say one person was killed by at least five mortar rounds fired Thursday at the presidential palace in Mogadishu. Security officials confirmed the attack but did not release any information on casualties. The militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. Ukrainian troops have started to pull artillery from a front-line eastern village near the devastated town of Debaltseve. Under the watchful eye of European monitors, who are overseeing a ceasefire deal, that agreement reached earlier this month. For a second straight day Thursday, Ukraine's military officials reported no combat fatalities in the regions near the Russian border. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is warning Western countries against imposing more sanctions on Moscow. He says threats of additional sanctions show the West is opposed to following through on a truce for eastern Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg spoke Thursday about the truce.
I welcome the recent indications of reduced fighting in Ukraine, and we hope that the ceasefire now finally is going to be respected. And it is important that all parties fully respect the ceasefire and withdraw heavy weapons.
Ukraine's military announced Thursday it started pulling 100-millimeter weapons from the front lines in eastern Ukraine. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission voted 3-2 Thursday in favor of net neutrality, so wealthy Internet providers cannot have an advantage over smaller companies. The decision means the Internet in the United States is now treated like a public utility. Big-name content providers such as Amazon and Facebook can no longer pay more money to broadband providers to send material faster to customers than smaller content providers. The World Health Organization says its landmark tobacco control treaty is making inroads in slowing the global tobacco epidemic. As it observes the 10th anniversary of the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, the UN agency warns the fight to prevent millions of tobacco-related premature deaths is far from over. Lisa Schlein has more.
Technical officer with the Framework Convention, Tibor Zilagie, tells VOA countries implementing measures required under the convention are seeing positive results.
Millions of deaths have been averted by the implementation of this treaty.
But the World Health Organization reports about 6 million people a year die prematurely from causes related to tobacco, the majority in low- and middle-income countries. It warns tobacco use will account for more than 8 million deaths each year by 2030 if the epidemic is unchecked. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. consumer prices fell 0.7% in January. That is the sharpest drop since 2008. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.